Okay, go. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please. Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. DeDominick?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mrs. Welby?
Present.
Under item two, board report, I would just like to thank Grace Church, Sarah Friddle, Tracy Kalecki, and Katie McCarthy for their assistance on Friday at the Panthers Closet open house, and also to remind parents to come in on August 19th to pick up their items. Under item three, treasurer's reports.
I was just going to talk about our ESSER funds. We have talked about those over the past couple of years. Collectively, since 2022, we received $2,631,000 with ESSER funds. With those money, we were able to pay for 8 positions over the 3 years, 6 of which will remain in this year. 2 of them were just temporary positions. We also had tech support for the technology department, which will continue on into next year, or this year, I guess we're there now. We provided homeless transportation as part of that. That will now be a cost of our general fund. The big one that I think everybody has realized that we did was textbook adoptions. We did a K-12 or pre-K-12 language arts adoption, and we did a pre-K-12 math adoption that Amy was very instrumental in doing that. So those are handled for a few years. And then the other parts that we did were capital improvements. We provided some new doors to some of our buildings, cleaning equipment, and we did the HVAC in the, it's not the Panther Room, what's it called? There's no air conditioning in the Panther Room.
Fieldhouse.
In the Fieldhouse. Those are just one-time purchases that we won't have to pick up anywhere else, but it was able to provide us with a lot of opportunities here at the district.
Thank you. Item four, superintendent's report.
I just want to thank a couple people. I think when you're in education, one of your favorite things is when you come back for the start of the school year and all of the halls have that shine on them and the smell that, whatever that wax is, like, there's something there. It's not right, probably. But I want to thank the custodians and the maintenance staff for all of the work that they put in. Stephanie mentioned the HVAC system at the field house, which it's outstanding. We're getting a lot of compliments from the kids already. Coaches, they appreciate the ability they can go in there and use that. It was kind of almost a two-season room. It was kind of fall and spring, and now we'll be able to use it all 4 seasons, which will be a big benefit. A couple other projects that are out there, the safety barriers at the high school, maintenance staff put those in, so that is outstanding. NES is working on their roof, and thankfully when they got the roof off, it rained, so I thought that was a great benefit. There was only some minor damage in some classrooms. I just want to publicly welcome our new staff members that we've been hiring over the summer. We look forward to working with you, and I welcome all the teachers back. I know you're kind of getting anticipated kids coming back, so that's good. Should be a good school year. Rain update, because it's a big issue. Fortunately, we had minimal damage. The only place that really saw any drastic damage was here at the middle school. Rain came down one of the hallways, got into a classroom, kind of buckled the floor. They're pulling that floor up. They should have it redone. Hopefully they want to try to get it done before school starts. Cross your fingers. But other than that, it was just minor stuff. Like again, maintenance and custodians came in, cleaned it up, and everything's kind of operating, and no major damage from what was going on at the roof at NES. So that is outstanding. So, and I know a lot of the community is still working through their cleanup process. So we wish you nothing but the best. I mean, it was torrential and bad. We, just from a perspective, we have a drain that's outside the primary, and the rain was so bad, it was bellowing out of there, and it looked like it had buckled the road, because I know I had texted Eric and Travis and said, something bad's happening there, and it wasn't bad, so that was good. So good luck to everybody cleaning out. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Under item five, public participation, visitors and guests. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official public record. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and to reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employee names in this forum. At this time, we have one person who has signed up to speak, Missy Anikas, NCTA, outcome of vote. Go ahead.
Again, I am Missy Anikas.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name.
That's okay. do I need to state my address? I know.
No.
Okay. I student taught at Norton Primary in fall of 2003. Norton City Schools has been a big part of my life for the last 20 years. I worked hard to get a job at Norton through subbing for 10 years and adding a second licensure. Last year has been a rough one for the district as a whole. The district, in an attempt to get ahead of the game, put into place some items that the state will soon be requiring. At the elementary level, in the past 2 years, we have had a new math adoption and new ELA curriculum, along with an additional plan time needed for literacy, but we do whatever it takes. The support from the district administration and the board members has not been as consistent as it has been in the past. We are often told, just keep doing it, it'll be okay. I'm also sad to say that we have set a precedent and are often told, but you elementary teachers, you always do it. Well, it's time to stop sacrificing our time with our family, our friends, and our mental health to do things that the district does not show appreciation for the things that we do above and beyond our contract. This summer, we did our best to rest and rejuvenate and plan for the 24-25 school year. We spent much more time than we planned meeting with other concerned union members in planning events to keep our members informed and active. A big thanks to our NCTA and fellow MAT team members who have done that all summer long. I also want to applaud our negotiations team who spent countless hours working to get the members what they asked for and deserved. Teachers are often viewed as heroes. Like right now, when parents are sending their kids back to school after summer break. Or when we teach a struggling child a new skill. We work really hard to change our students' lives, but at times we are often viewed as villains as well. Those times are when we choose to stand up and say, just because we've always done it doesn't mean we'll continue to do it. Or when we ask for a fair wage that matches the hours we work. Norton is known for teacher retention. As you have heard in previous meetings, some of these teachers are now teaching grandchildren of their first students. At open house or other whole school events, you can watch as students happily return and see their former teachers. In order to keep veteran teachers, we must offer them more than the lowest pay in Summit County. Our teachers are committed to our students and our community. New teachers are a wonderful addition to any building, but veteran teachers are the glue that hold the district together. We need to remember that we have a common goal, the success of our students. We need to work together to repair relationships that have been strained. We need to persevere, adapt, communicate, and move forward for the success of our students. At this point, the Norton Classroom Teachers Association has made a choice. And they have asked for our teams to meet again and for both sides to come prepared to a meeting and to do what's best for all of our Norton staff. Our staff feels the negotiation team worked diligently on their part of the proposal and many good things were added. But we also feel that we made concessions that aren't being considered in the package. The members are looking for a competitive compensation package to attract quality personnel. Continue retention of teachers who build up our Norton community and want staff and students to be provided with resources for now and the future. Unfortunately, our superintendent canceled our district convocation day when he learned that our vote was rejected by the majority of our members. It is not a positive start moving forward together. We are asking for a fair contract. Fair does not mean that we need to be paid equally as other districts, but it also does not mean that a year 28 teacher at Norton should be paid equal to a year 8 teacher at a school down the road. We look forward to this new school year, but we must find a way to work together.
Is there any other public participation? Go ahead. You can stand there if you'd like, just as long as we can hear you and state your name.
Okay. So my name is Lisa Adair. My son is Danny. He's a senior at the high school. Other people might have known Billy. He was graduated in 23. I'm here for sports stuff. I'm here because we do not have a full-time trainer. What has happened to our contract with SUMA? I know it's SUMA's fault. They don't have people. But what are we doing with that contract? Have we talked to Crystal Clinic? Have we talked to Akron General? What were the responses to that? And what's going to happen? I mean, my son is looking at college. If he gets hurt, like he did last year, two times, Matt kept him out of the emergency room. Matt kept him playing. He didn't miss a practice. He didn't miss a game. That ice machine was up and running. He was in the tub every day. Nobody's running that now. Did anybody notice at the scrimmage on Saturday, there were no water bottles. There were students filling the gator, or the thing, the water buffalo. Matt filled those water bottles. There was no trainer's table. There was a guy there. I don't know who he was. He wasn't a trainer. He might have been a sub. We didn't have a table. Nobody would get therapy immediately on injuries. They can go into ERs, charging us money. You know, if Danny didn't get looked at, freshman, JV, homecoming game, I'm going to the ER for a popped bursa in his elbow. It looked like it was broken. And it's like, no, it's just a bursa. He got to go to homecoming. He got to have his birthday party freshman year. If Matt wasn't there, I'd have been in the ER all night. Hundreds of dollars imaging for a pop burst. So, I don't know, where am I at time? I got time still?
You have about a minute.
I don't like public speaking, but like, and this isn't just about football, you guys, it's all sports. Every sport needs Matt. Basketball needs Matt. And it doesn't need Matt, but we really liked Matt. We miss him. Like, he knew everybody.
I know.
You have been there for so long, so we just really want to know what's happening. Are we breaking the contract with SUMA? Because SUMA's breaking the contract with us. Where's that money going? We spent $1,000 in hair, you know, fees over the years. And that was because I was so happy we had a trainer. I was so glad to pay that money. Oh, cut a $100 check tomorrow, and I'm sad that I don't have someone to talk to him when he gets hurt.
Normally, we don't respond, but I think I will have Mr. Farson respond to you. Matt is a tremendous loss to this district. I agree with you. He's a phenomenal trainer, but I will have Mr. Farson speak to that.
So how it works with athletic training. So when Matt worked for SUMA, SUMA placed him here. So when he quit SUMA, he moves on. So Travis had reached out to SUMA and said, hey, listen, we're looking for a replacement. What's that replacement going to be? What they responded back to Travis was, we don't have any viable camp. We don't have anybody. That's the easiest way to say it. There was an initial conversation that there was going to be a split between Springfield and us, and they couldn't guarantee that they would have a trainer there on Friday nights. Think of that animal, right? So what they did, what Travis did, is he called the clinic, he called UH, he called Crystal Clinic. He was calling private places to say, what can we do? Took them a while to respond, and when they responded, they said, we don't have anybody. So what you're seeing in Northeast Ohio, there are 12 athletic trainer positions that are unfilled at this point. So, right, the nightmare scenario, we're with you. I don't want you to think that Travis doesn't get up every day and make a phone call and try to find what can we do. I'll give you an example of the conversation he had with Suma today. Suma said, I can guarantee you your 6 home football games and today, right? So that's the thing we're dealing with right now, is trying to figure out how do we have people present and there for our kids in those time of needs. And Travis will tell you, it is without fail. When he's got a trainer there, nobody gets hurt. The minute a trainer's not there, somebody gets hurt. So those are the things. So I don't want you to think we're minimizing, and by any stretch of the imagination, we're trying our hardest to find somebody. We've got Suma that's working on a posting that's gonna allow us to maybe hire an athletic trainer that's got experience in other places that can come in and kind of fill in. But that person also has a full-time job, so they're not gonna be what Matt was. I mean, Matt was insane in his time commitment, and we appreciate it, but that was it. So yeah, we would have broke our contract with Suma if the clinic or UH would have said, we can do it. We would have been out in a minute, because the contract is broken the minute they say they can't fill that void.
But we don't pay Suma anything either.
Right.
It's a free contract.
Oh, okay.
Here's how they make money. Let's call it what it is. If any of you have kids, when they have a trainer there and something bad happens and they say, boy, your knee looks like it's an ACL, why don't you go see the doctor at Suma?
Absolutely.
It's a referral business.
Okay.
They know that they're gonna make 100 G's off of you by sending you somewhere else or to their place. So that's how that works. We don't pay Suma for an athletic trainer. We just sign a contract that will use that one. So we're trying. We really are trying. It's terrible. I don't want it for kids. I don't want, right? Just the legality, the injury, just what you're saying, the parent cost. We're trying.
If we could get that out. We didn't know.
Yep.
Right. The parents that came here with me tonight, we didn't know what was happening. Just
right.
That Matt wasn't there and we didn't have answers.
Yep.
So thank you for that answer.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
And they can call me, they can call Travis, they can call Ryan. I mean, we know this information, and we know how hard Travis has been working to try to find somebody. It is a daily conversation he's had. And for a long time, they weren't calling him back. So
no one's more frustrated than we are.
Yeah. So
thank you.
I apologize that you were in this predicament.
Is there any other public participation? Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to go there just because I don't want my back to all the teachers. my name is Amy Senderak. I've had 4 kids go through the district, and they have turned into phenomenal people because of these teachers. Originally, I came to talk about the trainer because I'm also very frustrated about that, and I appreciate you explaining it. I just want to let you know, though, I have a son who missed his junior year of football. He was injured this year while wearing his brace that our surgeon recommended be checked by a trainer. There was no trainer there. He was hurt at practice. We're now waiting to go to see a surgeon, the same surgeon, again tomorrow. And I guarantee Luke's feeling better. That surgeon is going to tell us to touch base with our trainer, see your trainer every day, have the trainer fit the brace every day. So it's a possibility that my son won't get to play his senior year because of this lack of a trainer. So I appreciate that you are working on it, and I know I've had conversations with Travis. I understand that he is working on it, but it's like, this is his last chance, my kid's last chance. And it's very frustrating because he would do anything he can do for his team and his school, because he's watched his 3 sisters do the same for him. That being said, I feel like my time's better spent talking about the teachers because I am a teacher. I spent 19 years teaching at Coventry, who, very similar situation in some ways, I feel, that some of you are going through. After 19 years, I left there and I went to Wadsworth, and this is starting my 3rd year at Wadsworth. And I just, I can't speak highly enough of the teachers and educators and staff that we have here at Norton. And I know just in the last few years from Coventry, since I left, they've had kind of an exodus of some of their top people, if you speak to their administrators, leaving the district for the same things that these teachers are fighting for here. And what makes Norton so special are the people, because they care about our kids. They check in with us. You know, when my kid is hurt, they call and make sure that they're okay. I had a daughter who had to do home instruction because of medical problems in middle school. Those teachers were on top of it. they stayed in contact with us. You know, I have teachers at the high school who went out of their way and still send pictures to me of my daughter who graduated 10 years ago. I still have contact with those teachers, checking to see how she's doing. By not paying them what they're worth, you are hurting the community. Not, I mean, you're hurting, and but the bottom line is, they're here to serve the kids. It is about the kids, and they deserve to be paid like what they earn. Like, it's very frustrating, you know, to not be paid as a professional with the education that you have, and just the, you know, I feel for all of you because I've been through it, and I hope that you get what you want and that you all stay here because you're what makes them special. So that's it.
Thank you. Is there any other public participation? Any other public participation? Okay, under item 6, agenda, there is a correction to the agenda under item F4. We're going to remove the first name, Kaylee Thomas. Are there any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, board business, can I have a motion to approve the following policy? Number 1, reading skills assessment and intervention, third grade reading guarantee, IGBEA-R, attachment A.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letter A, regular meeting minutes, June 24th, 2024, mm-hmm. attachment B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel, retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 8?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified one-year contract pending background check and permit, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter C, approve personnel classified pending background check and permit, items 1 through 4?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters D and E?
So moved.
Can I have a second? Thank you. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter F, can I have a motion to approve supplementals and stipends? Numbers 1 through 13.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter G, can I have a motion to approve the revised resolution to eliminate positions due to a decline in student enrollment and the abolishment of positions pursuant to Articles 14 and 15 of the negotiated agreement between the Norton Board of Education and OPSI Local Number 167 and Ohio Revised Code Section 3319.17 and 3319.172, Attachment H.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dadomnik?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter H, can I have a motion to approve the creation of the following classified educational assistant positions, items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dadomnik?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letter I? Give me a second there. 1 through 10.
And I think there's another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss one? Oh, I'm sorry.
J.
1 through 11.
And J.
And J. There we go.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to comment on Jay on that anonymous donation. We have a family that donates school supplies every year, and they're going through some things, but they wanted to make sure kids had what they needed. So they brought the money and gave it to Amy, and she's been working with the principals to buy supplies. So I want to thank them very much. They do something outstanding every year, and it's great.
And the majority of those supplies were given out on Friday during the Panthers Closet open house, so we're very appreciative. Awesome. Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Dadomnik?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Item 9? Okay, under item 9, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss employment of public employee to prepare for negotiations with public employees concerning their compensation and other terms and conditions of employment?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Dadomnik?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We will now go into executive session. Thank you all for coming, and enjoy the few days that you have left before school.